You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis, the director, and welcome to another episode of The Director's Take. Today in studio, we have Crystal Marie, and she is a wedding and social event planner, designer, destination wedding planner extraordinaire, I like to call her. And she refers to all of her brides as having the CME experience. She also describes herself as a bird of a different feather. I personally like to call her my photo shoot director because for all my photo shoots for hashtag This Is 50, she's been there directing me and the photographer, and I've had some awesome pictures. I'd like to just throw that in.
Yes.
But the other reason why she's here is because I like to say that in this wedding industry, that people say the industry is saturated, but I like to say that the industry is full of everyone with their own unique ideas and objectives. And so this is the first part in a series of collaboration over competition. And so Crystal Marie has actually coined the phrase planner posse. And so we like to call on each other when it's time to vent or time to just share or collaborate. We get together and those competition lines don't even exist. Would you agree?
Agreed. You forgot eat and drink, too.
That's true. We do. We do eat and drink. We do do that. So that's a part of the
part of the experience.
Exactly. Exactly. So Crystal Marie and I met years ago. We both can't figure out which year it was, but I like to say it was around 2000, 2001.
Okay.
Bill, our guy, would schedule and arrange all the logistics for limo tours just for wedding planners in the area.
What was the name of his business? Quintessential or something?
It was Quintessential.
Shout out to Bill, Quintessential Event Planning.
Yes.
We had a good time on those.
We had a great time.
Oh my God, the food. As you can guys can see, I love food. I'm a foodie. I love to eat. So I'm always talking about food.
That
was a good time though. The decor, just the venue search, and it really put us on kind of the map because I was new. Getting into it because I started my business in 2008. So I wonder, was it around that? I don't know.
No, it was before.
It was
well
earlier
before
than
2008.
That?
It was. So,
okay.
So we connected then, but then we kind of fell out of touch.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we just reconnected, what, about 2 years? Two, three years ago?
Maybe 3 years ago.
Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So tell everybody what happened from your beginnings to when you launched Crystal Marie Events.
Oh, God. Okay. So I started in 2008 and I actually started under See My Style Event Planning. Just took my name initials. Crystal Marie is my first name. Young is my last name. And then I just did event planning. So I did that up until 2016.
Okay.
And then I rebranded kind of the whole business, and Crystal Marie Events is what it came to. So I still love that name, but you know, looking to do bigger and better things, I just felt like my name, Crystal Marie, needed to be on there. So
absolutely, because you are your own brand.
Yeah,
tell us about the whole feather peacock.
Oh my God, I don't know. I just love peacocks. And I don't know. I think, you know how people have like spirit animals? Like,
yes.
That's my spirit animal.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've like researched the bird and read up on it. I'm just like, this is my personality. Like, and if you go to the zoo, I know this like is way off event planning stuff, but if you go to the zoo, you guys go to the zoo, right? You go to the zoo.
Yes.
The only animal that is not caged, that is not stunting nobody else, is the peacock. That's like walking around.
I never thought about that.
Yes, that's okay. Like walking around amongst the normal folk, or,
that's,
you know,
true.
If it's a stray cat, they looking at the peacock. It's just walking around. Now, they might have like a tether or something on there just to make sure, hey, this is your, you got to stay in your domain. But that's the only bird doing this thing. And people taking pictures, and it's just looking like, But when that thing gets a squawking and the feathers come out, it's like, who is that? That's me. Like, I need to meet that one. That's me.
That is you. That's almost me. As you're describing it, I'm like, that's you, so like, you. That is so you.
Yeah. And I, it's nothing, it, like, you know, trying to be like conceited or whatever. But that's just how I coin my personality. That's just me. And, you know, some people can take it, some people can't. So
that's right.
You know, that's why my client base is very particular, because I'm a lot and I need my bride to be like a lot and understand that and be like, sure, I just want you to do what you do. And that's it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I mentioned in your intro was destination weddings. And
yes,
I know watching your Instagram feed, I'm always amazed at
those
watching.
Those are my jam.
Those are your thing. And so tell anyone who's listening, who's planning a destination wedding, what are some tips that you would give them in planning, besides hire you, of course, right?
Right, right. So that's number one.
Sure.
That's number one. Hire Crystal Marie Events, crystalmarieevents.com. But no, in all seriousness, I think it's just a nice option. You know, if you have somebody who can organize an actual like wedding weekend for you versus just kind of a wedding day, if you're not really particular about having a big, you know, actually big, like 300 plus wedding. You really want to do a honeymoon. You know, you guys agree to go somewhere and do a honeymoon. You really want kind of your, what's the word I'm looking for? Intimate folks there.
Yes.
If grandma like, hey, I'll travel anywhere and she's willing to fly, why not? You know,
right.
I think it's just a nice option and you can spend just as much, maybe a little bit less or more, depending on what scale you want to go to. It depends on the location, depends on how many days, accommodations, that type of stuff. But I love it. It's my jam. I mean, you can do so many things with it and turn it into kind of a party, a wedding weekend versus, and if you hire me, I mean, I'm doing everything anyway. So you just kind of show up and just enjoy.
Right.
Enjoy the beach, enjoy the weather. I can't wait. I got another one in December.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love
so,
it.
You know, I did Montego Bay.
Right.
In September.
I was just going to ask you, what have been some of your favorite spots to do?
Oh, my gosh. So I did Negril, Jamaica.
Okay.
I've done Cozumel, Mexico. Montego Bay. I just did that. I did Bahamas. It was an actual cruise. So they got married on the boat and then we cruised for 3 days, 3 or 4 days. And Barbados is December.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I need somebody to go to Aruba or something, though. I'm like waiting for like Aruba. Right. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. So I love them. I love it.
Is there any advice you would give couples on choosing a location? I mean, did they already come to you with a location or you made some suggestions and they went from there?
So some, for the most part, they kind of know where they want to go. But okay, depending on the their budget, because
sure,
then they can say, hey, we want to go to Barbados, but I'm looking to spend $500 per person. That's Barbados is way over
okay
that. So if they came, I'm like, that sounds like a Mexico thing. Like, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm,
I definitely offer, and then I'm kind of a one-stop shop. Like I have the travel agent on my team and that type of thing. So we do all of that. I issue kind of a presentation. So I give them like 2 or 3 options with the price points. And so it's like literally like a PowerPoint presentation.
Nice.
And I kind of display that to them. Hey, this is what you'll get. This is how it looks. This is, you know, if they've never been there. So it's not too different of what I would do if they were having a wedding here,
correct,
like locally.
Correct.
So now I'm just so focusing on 2019. I'm just so kind of used to traveling now for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want to travel and do events. Like,
right.
I just want to, okay, where are you? I'm coming.
Right.
Like, I just want to do that. So,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I love it. So thinking about all the, you know what? I really want to talk a little bit And this is, again, this still applies to brides, but you also do a lot of social event planning. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about that. What type of events, any that are related to, you know, like engagement sessions, showers, what type of social events do you do?
Yeah, so I've done kind of like pop-up proposals where actually the groom will call and say, hey, Crystal Marie, this is what I'm looking to do. You know, I've watched you. I need to know, do you have any suggestions or this is what I'm planning to do? Can you kind of plan it out? And I've done that for a couple, but remain kind of ghosts. It's like a ghost writer. So I'm like a ghost planner too.
Okay.
So the wife thinks the groom did it and I plan the whole thing. And they don't know. You know what I mean? And that's fine because he paid me. So you can pay me to shut up. Okay. So I've done kind of like ghost proposals that's what I like to call them, like ghost proposals. I don't really market that though. I probably should. But
well, they'll hear it on here.
Yeah, so. They will. They will. So
straight from the director's take.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love that title, by the way.
Thank you.
I also do a little bit of corporate. So a lot of companies contract me out to maybe do their just organize their day of. Mm-hmm. So they might do the logistical planning kind of up to that point. And then I just come in and make sure the day runs smoothly.
Right.
Or vice versa. I might do the logistical planning and then they kind of take it away the day of. So it just really depends. But now I love the fact now that I can kind of pick and choose what I want to do versus feeling like, you know, in the beginning, we want to do everything. We want to get as much business as we can because we're trying to promote. We're trying to get pictures. We're trying to, you know. So, but now because the vision is different, you know, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Ironically, I just attended a workshop this morning. I'm going to give a shout out to Cherie. It was fantastic.
Yay.
And we talked about that, or she talked about the fact that when you first start in the business, you're doing invitations, you're doing decorations, you're trying to plan. And
Cherie, design looks?
Yes, design looks.
Yeah, hey, Cherie.
Right, hey, Cherie. So that's exactly what happens. And then you find out what is it you love the most. And
Right.
So mine was, my whole thing is logistics. I graduated, my undergrad degree is logistics. So my whole thing is making sure everything runs smoothly. Decorations is not my thing. That's not my gift. I can see the vision, but the actual labor, putting together draping flowers, that's not me.
But it's so funny because you know what? As a plant, when I first, this is why, you know, I stress if any new planners are listening, get educated.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, please get educated and see the different, there's so many different things you can do within the industry.
Yes.
You know, you can be a director, like how you are. You can be a designer.
Correct.
You can be a planner. Like everything is different.
Yes.
But I know when I first started, I thought the planner was the, she planned and she did the decor and she did. So, you know, so because that's how I kind of was brought up in my business, that's what, you know, I do both.
Right.
But again, you know, sometimes the clients are like, hey, I just want a designer. And sometimes they're like, I just need a logistical planner.
Correct.
And sometimes they go, I need both. And I'm like, you gonna pay both prices. Like, you know what I mean? So I want the newbies to understand that everything needs to have a price point.
That's
you know, don't run yourself ragged. And you, you know, at the end, you like only made $2.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
Because you'll get out the business real quick doing that.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. So find your niche for sure.
Exactly.
I am so sorry. Let me apologize, Crystal Marie, because one of the things I left off in your intro was the fact that you are an author.
Oh, yeah. So, look, I didn't help you either. I'm
And my being the reader and English educator, I'm like, how could I leave that off? So just tell our listeners about your publications.
Yeah. So Planners Unplugged, which is a book that I co-authored with 18 other wedding planners across the country.
It's amazing. A great read.
It's a great book. Again, collaborate.
Yes.
Right? Is that the theme?
Yes.
So again, that was great. That came out last year. Oh my God. In December, it's about to be a year. So that was like a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So that was a year ago. I want to say 2017. I released Powerhouse Planner, which is an ebook. All of this is available on the website, crystalmarieevents.com, which is the ebook about charging for consultations, knowing your worth. It has a slew of tips and also like my email templates in there. So if you don't know what to write, I'm telling you what to write.
Yes.
So, and that's like downloadable. So you can go ahead, download that and get to read. And all my books are really short because we busy. So I don't, you know, right. I'm not publishing like 500 plus page books. And then my first one was The Girlfriend's Guide to a Crystal Clear Bride, which I am kind of rebranding in the process of doing that to kind of re-release it and update it. So it'll be like different title, different look and all of that stuff. So,
yes, that's amazing. Yes. I'm so excited. And I've read all of them.
Yay! So. She loves them, guys. I did. I love Lori. She's always supporting.
Especially Planners Unplugged because all the different stories I was able to relate to all of them.
Right? And it's not about like event planning, decorating. It's like real life, what you go through as a businesswoman, starting your business. So it's from going through novice, a divorce to novice planning to hiring a mentor to raising kids with autism. And how do you, you know, kind of work with that to losing a parent to, I mean, it's just so good. It's so good, guys. I'm not even...
It's a good book. It's a good book. Again, for those newbies or those interested in the event planning industry, it's a great book to read if you're interested in going into business. Okay, so back to weddings or events.
Yes.
So I always like to ask, what sticks out in your mind as your most memorable event you coordinated or designed? Or
I would have to say probably I can't really pick one, but I'll pick like my destination weddings. I mean, all of them are different. All of them are special in their own right. The locations are just gorgeous.
I bet.
And it's just, you really, like, I really feel like just kind of seeing the couple's face. And they like, oh, my God, you did this. Because most of the time they're busy. They don't have time. You know, one, my last bride, she was, and I'll use her, for example, as far as memorable. She really... You know, when someone trusts you, she really trusts me. She didn't argue with me about, she told me her color. She said, here's my card.
I trust you.
Make it happen. She was deployed in Africa. She was going to Africa.
Wow.
You know, my couple was in the Air Force. She was deployed to Africa for 6 months. I met her once. I met the groom when I got there.
Wow.
All we did was communicate through email, let them know what's going on with the budget, things like that. Hey, this is what if I had a question, email, they responded. But it was never a question of me, do I know how to do my job?
Wow.
Like she was like the Crystal Marie ideal.
Okay.
Bride.
Okay.
She looked at my stuff. She looked at my website. We had a conversation. We, you know, the consultation, that was the first time we met because I do pay consultations. Mm-hmm. First time we met. And she was like, okay, you're hired. Just send me the contract. And boom.
I love it. Yes.
So now I'm just like, because I always say street cred, like check my street cred, the reviews, the pictures, the posts. I don't post because... You know, I think I'm cute. I mean, I do think I'm cute, but you know, I'm like, I post because I want you guys to know, hey, this is X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
This is what I'm getting, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get to me, you shouldn't have too many questions. I get you're going to have some questions because it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of money you're spending or going to spend.
Sure.
Depending on the service. But, you know, just kind of like, okay, well, can you do?
Right.
Check my stuff.
Right.
Look at the videos. Right. Look at, you know.
Right.
So she was just, I just love the fact that she trusts me. And her guests were awesome. They were coming up to me like, oh, my God, this was amazing. They was making sure I ate. Have you eaten? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was just a great experience. So I'm like, those are my brides. Like, those are my clients.
Sure.
That's just like Crystal make it happy because they're busy.
Correct.
You know, my bride is kind of the busy bride.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. As you were talking, I was thinking you have to. It has to be a good fit, right?
Yes.
Every client that you meet with, you have to
vibe
gel with
it's
your coordinator.
Vibe.
I
mean,
it seems a little weird, but it's almost like you
we're dating. Like it's a vibe.
I was just hearing say it has to be like a real relationship.
Yes, it's a vibe.
Right.
I'm thirsty, y'all. Hold on.
So it's okay. No,
it's
but
a vibe.
I was thinking the same thing. Like every client that I meet. Sometimes it's just not a good fit and it's okay. And again, the theme of collaborating over competition is like, hey, I don't think I'd be a fit, but
I can refer you
to another planner that I know is going to
And we do it all the time. We do it all the time. And, you know, it's not that we don't like the person or anything like that.
Right.
But it's like, hey, I'm looking for someone legit. I'm like, oh, that's Lori's the perfect person for you. She's going to direct her butt off. Like, you know, that's the perfect person for you. Oh, design. This is the person, you know. Hey, it's all about the food. Okay, this is, you know. So, yeah, I can do it. But if I feel like, with me, I want to enjoy the experience too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's a big part of it.
Because at the end of the night, this is another thing we were talking about, is that planners are tired. Vendors and planners, we're tired. I mean, I literally need another 24 hours
to
relax.
I always schedule a massage afterwards. Yes. Like, always.
Yes. So it's work. It's definitely work. So
it's work. That's why we don't work for free.
Correct. So as a wedding industry professional, and I'll share a story first to give you an example as far as those behind the scenes stories that folks don't know about. You know, what I try and tell people is that you don't get a do over for weddings.
Yeah.
And so for those who are maybe contemplating whether they should hire a planner or a coordinator, there are some behind the scenes stories that we probably could spend a couple hours talking about.
My gosh.
So one of my favorites I like to share is the situation where my bride and groom are preparing to get married. And right before the wedding is about to start, the maid of honor realizes she left the rings in the hotel downtown.
So, and the where's the wedding at? There.
The wedding is at my church. West side of the city. And so they're all like about to cry, and I'm just like, don't worry about it. We're still going to get started. And so what they don't know is that I was able to tap into one of the guests who was there, who said it was either her mother or her aunt were still at the was still at the hotel.
Nice.
And so we were able to call the front desk.
Nice.
Get her a key to the bride's room. She grabbed the rings. And so by the time the pastor got to the part where, can I have the rings, they were there.
Yes.
Because what I did was I told the groomsman, I said, I'm going to come behind you. I'm going to tap you, and I'm going to hand the rings to you and just keep passing it down until it gets to the best man.
I love it. Right, right. And do it on the left side. Where they
correct. It was the best. I mean, I literally was cracking up because literally I could see it going from groomsman to groomsman to groomsman. Then all of a sudden the pastor was like, may I have the rings? And it was like, bam, they were
right,
there.
Right, so the men on the right side, and they're using the inner side.
Correct.
I love it.
But no one knew.
No one
even
knew.
The pastor didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And I told him afterwards, he was like, are you kidding me? But those are the things people don't, you know, if we had not started the wedding on time, you're talking a good 30, 45 minutes late.
God, and I hate late weddings.
I don't do late weddings.
Crystal Marie, Lori Lewis does not do late weddings.
We don't do late
weddings. So if you a late bride and trying to get a, don't call us.
Correct. So
call me. Correct. I can't.
So
can't
do you
do
have
it.
A similar story of a behind the scenes?
Oh my gosh.
Crystal Marie
which
saves
one?
The day.
Look, which?
Pick one.
One. So I tell my clients, you hire the experts to do their job.
Correct.
You know, don't, oh, my brother's going to handle that. Oh, my, I don't know. I need licensed contracts. Like, I need people who are professionals.
That's right.
So I only deal with contracts. This was like early on. And make a long story short, the cake fell.
Oh.
The cake fell. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody on their way to reception. The cake falls. It's done. Like, it's done.
Oh my.
Like, they send me a picture. It's done. So, again, that's why we network and have these relationships with vendors. I called one and said, hey, I need a cake right now.
Yes.
I need one right now. What's the colors? Thank God I already had a topper, you know, so the topper hadn't cut because it was getting it delivered, and then I was going to finish everything. I needed to add floral, this and that, the topper, a whole, I just need a plain cake. And then I'm going to
make it happen.
Just give me 30 minutes. Mind you, everybody's kind of on the way to the venue.
Right.
And she said, give me 30 minutes. I got you. You know, I have a cake. It was extra something.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But she delivered. The bride had not. She didn't even know that wasn't the like.
That wasn't her cake. Right.
And she was like, this cake is amazing. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't the regular, you know. So sometimes I'll share stories with my brides way, way after. But sometimes I don't. It's just like, you know, whatever. What's the point? But that I shared with her. And she was like, oh, my good, like, she couldn't believe it because somebody had told her the cake fell. She was like, when did the cake fall? It looks great. I'm like, girl, that wasn't your cake.
Correct.
Like, I had to doctor it up. I had to call some people.
Correct.
Da, 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 da.
Right.
And you owe me an invoice. Like, right. You know what I mean? But you just make it happen. You just make it happen. That's why I say you have to charge what you're worth, because on the day of, you do whatever to make it happen. You're already going above and beyond of what you charged anyway.
Correct.
Because we are the type, my name is on there, this is going to be amazing. So whether I got to leave, call an assistant.
Right.
Beat up somebody, whatever we got to do, we make it happen.
We make it happen.
So that's why from the gate, you know, you should charge what you're worth, what Correct. You feel, because it's all about value.
Correct. Well, thank you, Crystal Marie, for being on today.
Oh my God, is it over? Next time we have to have some wine.
Next time we'll have some wine. So I just want to, for those who are listening, I just want to give, this is the director's take. And I would say the takeaway from today, or the director's take for today from Crystal Marie, is all about destination weddings. And if you're planning a destination wedding, make sure you have a budget. And think about having a wedding weekend. You're going away anyway, so why not make it a full wedding weekend? And think about keeping your group intimate, just close family and friends. And consider the fact that a destination wedding might be a little less expensive going away to a destination wedding. It might be a little more, but the stress and the hassle is...
Yeah, more bang for your buck,
For your buck.
Yeah.
And always remember that wedding professionals, especially us coordinators, we make things happen.
Yes.
So thank you for listening today. I'm Lori Lewis, the director. You can reach out to me on social media at The Direct Her. That's direct, H-E-R, direct her. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And so again, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.